This is WLRN News. I'm Peter Hayden. In the 1980s, a Spanish seminarian named Mother Maria Jimenez recognized that the job of crewing a ship could be particularly stressful and isolating. It's called seafaring. Every week, thousands of seafarers pass through South Florida's ports. They bring clothes and computers and gasoline and all the things that make modern life modern. Many don't have a visa to enter the U.S., so they can't leave the port. Mother Maria wanted them to have their own place at Port Everglades in Fort Lauderdale. So she created the Seafarer's House. It's a pair of cozy white and blue buildings that lie behind a chain-link fence at the port. The fence is clad with faded flags from all different countries. The larger of the two buildings is called the Casa. It's a convenience store, internet cafe, bank, lounge, and church rolled into one. I see a young guy finishing up with the cashier.
My name is Ramon Castillo. I'm from Panama.
Castillo works on one of the many cargo ships doing perpetual laps around the Caribbean. Because of its location, Port Everglades is a key U.S. stop on the route.
I'm always saying back up here and the Caribbean and back. We came here every 15 days.
And every time he drops by the seafarer's house to use the Wi-Fi to connect with family and friends, to stock up on a few things, and talk shop with other seafarers about the stresses of the job. What did you do here today?
I'm sending money to my family. Electronics.
At the top of many seafarers' lists of things to buy are electronic gadgets. They're higher quality and cheaper here than in many countries. The second building of the pair is stuffed with an array of cell phones, earbuds, and Bluetooth speaker sets. A dozen Ukrainian and Filipino mariners are testing the limits of the little boomboxes. The convenience store is stocked with all the comforts of home, wherever that may be. Spicy prawn crackers, squid chips, crispy seaweed strips. But the top sellers are those staples of universal thrift, instant noodles and water. For more than 25 years, seafarers have found refuge here. Father Sanford Sears,
Father Sandy,
is the senior port chaplain at Seafarer's House.
Well, it's a safe haven for all seafarers as they come into Port Everglades. They have a place to rest. They come in here for counseling if they need it. And we have church services also.
Father Sandy says many seafarers are away from loved ones for up to 6 months at a time.
They often are sending all their money home to their family. So they live rather rudely on board ship. When I say that is they will do without so their families can take care of themselves.
And that kind of life takes a toll.
Loneliness, they miss their families. Oftentimes, children are born while they're away, children grow up, and other times family members die. And they don't know about it until they come here. We reach out to them and make sure that they're taken care of.
Father Sandy has noticed changes in the seafaring community over the many years he's been their chaplain.
At one time, of course, most of the seafarers were men. We're starting to see women serving as deckhands and engineers. A lot of women are going to the Maritime Academy and getting jobs as cadets and third officers and moving right up the ladder to captain their own ship.
The Seafarer's House is open 7 days a week because the ships are always coming and going.
Most of the time, they're in here for maybe 3-4 hours, and they're out again. They're seeing South Florida is right here in the port. And they come in here for a little rest. Little rest and respite. So we provide that for them.
Seafarer's House is raising money to build a new facility at Port Everglades. To see pictures and find out how you can help, visit WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Peter Hayden.